This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We wouldn't want you anywhere else. In this hour of the broadcast, as usual, we're joined by Dan Watson, certified lubrication specialist with over 25 years of experience. And this guy knows oil and lubrication inside and out. So no matter what questions you throw at Dan, he's going to be able to field them, I guarantee it. And you can give us a call with questions at 855-660-4261, or you can send us via email to myself at bob@autoworldradio.com, or to Dan directly at danwatson@thelubepage.com. Well, Dan's been traveling in the last couple of weeks, went to visit his daughter in Texas, and it's great to have him back with us live here on the broadcast. Dan, welcome.
Well, it's good to be back, Bob. I got to tell you, I went to Houston, and I thought of that old song that'll date you and me, but the old thing, he'll never return, he stuck with me. MTA, you know, the Mass Transit Authority. Remember that song?
Well, I sure do.
Houston's so big and sprawling, I thought maybe you could just get lost on the interstate system and circle for days until you ran out of gas. I mean, it's just, this place has a downtown, an uptown, and a midtown, and they're all big.
Wow.
It's just huge. I mean, and sprawling out. It's Texas, Los Angeles reincarnated, you know. So.
Wow.
What a place.
A lot of people have moved there in recent times.
Well, and, you know, it just emphasizes the business that we're in, which is automotive-related, both yourself and I, that, man, that city is built around the automobile because it's spread out like L.A. was spread out, and it just grew, I think, say about 8 million people in the overall area now. And you leave Houston headed for Galveston, and you drive down on the expressway, and it's not until you get to almost the water that you run out of what is basically sprawling Houston and under one name or the other coming south towards Galveston. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Huge place, but I survived. I didn't get lost, and I made it back.
Very good. Well, since you've been off the air with us live, any general subjects you'd like to discuss on this week's edition?
Well, there's a couple things I'd just like to clarify. I get emails and questions kind of on a regular basis because people out there are concerned about low-speed pre-ignition, LSPI. They're starting to hear about it, these things. They get concerned because it can do some damage to a vehicle. And the calls I get are from people, and I ask them, like I say, over the air, first question, do you have a direct injected engine? And they don't know what it means. So they don't, and I understand that. That's, you know, hey, look, there's a lot of things when I turn on my computer, I don't know what they mean, you know? So I call up my computer geek, he straightens me out, right? Because I don't know what all the terminologies are, right? So
exactly.
Yeah, so I'm not picking on anybody because they don't know what a direct injected engine is, but in general, know your car. And I know you would back this up as a car guy, is it really is a good idea to get familiar with your owner's manual for everything in your car. Don't just assume technology flies by. I rent a car and can't figure out how to get it to move because it was a hybrid. Now, how do you make the thing move? You know, anyway. So you have to realize that as time, it just flies by and all this different technology keeps getting crammed into your car. So getting familiar with your owner's manual in the first week or two or month that you have the car is, it's really just an excellent idea because you probably discover all kind of things you don't know about your car and they'll be very useful to you and very convenient. But your owner's manual will tell you, if you look under specifications, whether you have a direct injected engine. And it will sometimes allude to it or say it directly, but, you know, if you see the abbreviations of GDI, that's gasoline direct injected, okay? And TDI, which they use in the Volkswagen world and in other places, is for turbo direct injected. That's usually for diesel injected. But when you look and discover this, again, I think EcoBoost and Ford, they're using direct injected engines in the EcoBoost line. You have to be able to figure that out because this low-speed pre-ignition only applies to direct injected gasoline engines. And probably 90% of the vehicles being sold are multi-port fuel injection, meaning the little fuel injectors are stuck in the intake manifold, not directly into the cylinder. So let me go over that just for a second. Direct injected, for all of our folks out there, means that there is an injector tip in the cylinder. So if you have a six-cylinder and it's direct injected, you have six injectors and they are in the cylinder. The tip of the injector is in the cylinder, okay? If you have something that's called multi-port fuel injection, it means that in the intake manifold where the air comes into the engine, they put one in each one of the inlet air tubes that goes down to the intake valve so that it spritzes that gasoline into that moving air and it gets all churned up in that air and then it's sucked into the cylinder, the valve shuts and the piston comes up, compression, and bang, we got a spark and we've got compression and we've got the ignition, okay? So these are things that we're not trying to make mechanics or people, but there's some basic things that it's good to know about your car. That way you're not particularly hoodwinked at every point when somebody says something needs to be done to it. But direct injected is the only application for the concern of low speed pre-ignition. Now, if you have a direct injected vehicle, how do you protect yourself from low speed pre-ignition? You be sure to buy oil that is rated SN plus. That's a plus, just like you would see on a piece of paper, plus. Okay? And that means that little plus sign that's been put on there means that SN oil has been modified in its additive package to eliminate LSPI, low speed pre-ignition. So that's all you got to do. Make sure that it's a SN plus rated oil and know if you've got direct injected because there's some other things about that that would be beneficial for you to understand. You don't need to be, you can't clean part of the cylinders in those vehicles, so you just have to understand what you're dealing with. That's the primary one. I think they got, you know, maybe have a question that's from the last couple of weeks that we've got in the stack tonight that talks about a couple other things. But I think that's the main thing I wanted to talk about was gasoline direct injected engine. You know it if you've got it. Okay? You probably know it because it produces a lot more power than the other engines. But anyway, anything you can add on that, Bob, as far as gasoline direct injected engines for people to know what they got?
Yeah, it's very important, like you said, to study your owner's manual, read up a little bit on your vehicle, because chances are, as Dan said, it's got, if it's a brand new vehicle that's been introduced in the last few years, it most likely has direct direct injection, and this is not going to go away.
Well, the other thing, too, for the young kids, you know good and well, they're going to look at it to figure out all the electronics.
Yeah,
so much
absolutely.
Electronics on these things, you go, my God, I'm waiting for, you know, the steering wheel cover to pop loose and a thing to come out with a warm rag to wipe my face and go back to the steering wheel when I need it, when it thinks I'm sleepy, you know. I mean, these things are just, I don't know what else you could cram in there.
That's great. I love that. When we come back on the other side, we got some questions, and also we'll talk about the preferred customer discount on opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
On Auto World, my name is Bob Long, along with Dan Watson. He's a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years worth of experience, and he's been very generous to Auto World listeners by offering the preferred customer discount. And why don't we talk a little bit more about this and what a great opportunity it is for folks to save money and also tap into your vast knowledge.
Well, Bob, as we said week after week, one of the reasons that I offer this is because I get calls from people all over the country where they're having trouble finding AMSOIL. Well, we're doing a better job in AMSOIL of being able to stock AMSOIL in a variety of different places, from Ace Hardware stores to different auto parts stores. But there are still places where people have a hard time, and you can buy AMSOIL direct online. You can go to AMSOIL.com and you'll find a store and the typical internet e-commerce going on. But one of the things that AMSOIL has made available for many, many years is the ability to join in a wholesale type buying arrangement, and it's much the same way that Sam's Wholesale or BJ's Wholesale, you know, these places that are available, Costco.
So this program is designed to give people a chance to buy direct and to save quite a lot of money. And it's real. It's a good program. There's thousands, millions of people now probably involved in this. I say millions. We're not that big, but maybe a million. Anyway, I offer this trial membership, a six-month membership in this program, so you can check it out for yourself. And it's on me. It's free for 6 months. During that 6 months, you can buy product you want at the discount. You can determine whether you're going to save enough money to make this program worthwhile for you to renew it when it comes due after the 6 months, which I would leave up to you. I'm not going to pay the renewal, but I will take care of the six-month intro. And if you decide that it didn't save you enough money, one of the hidden little benefits of it is that for the rest of the time that you order directly from AMSOIL, they'll have you recorded as a previous preferred customer, and they'll list you as what they call a Save 10 retail customer, meaning that they're going to give you a 10% discount off of anything that you buy at retail directly from AMSOIL forever after you tried out the preferred customer program. So there's nothing about this program that's tricky. It's just available. It's straightforward. Saves you money. And if you want to take advantage of the free membership for 6 months, you have to do it through me. You can't go directly to AMSOIL and expect them to know that I'm the one offering this. They'll just end up charging you the membership fee of $10 for 6 months or $20 for a full year. So if you want to do the one where I'm going to give you the free six-month trial membership, you have to go through to me. You got to go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or you can email me, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com. Or you can call me at 800-370-2986. It's a great program. Just save you money, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Everybody should take advantage of this preferred customer discount. In the first hour of the program, I was talking a little bit about a story. I'll share with you. A vehicle got its star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And you'll never guess what vehicle it is, Dan. Are you ready?
Let me think just a second. A vehicle on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. No, I can think of some crazy movies like, you know, the car, the evil car, and all this, but go ahead and tell me.
Well, this comes as a surprise to lots of folks, but it's the Chevrolet Suburban, because it has appeared, believe it or not, let me tell you exactly how many, it has appeared in 1,750 appearances in films and TV shows over the last 67 years. So it's got its star right alongside Clark Gable and Mickey Mouse, the Chevrolet Suburban. So you've got yourself a big GM SUV, so you got yourself a star.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because every movie that has the government in it, agents and where they're moving and they're moving important people, and they're in, always in these black SUVs that are Suburban. You know,
there you go.
So they got to be in almost every one of the spy movies, every one of the, you know, dramas that involve government agents, FBI, or, you know, any of those kind of things. You just always see the Chevy Suburban. Well, it's because it's a heavy SUV. They can see the number of people. And then some of them that they use in the diplomatic corps, they can easily give them some armor protection because of the chassis of the vehicle, so they can protect the diplomats better than if it was just a lighter duty vehicle.
Absolutely. Good,
so good news.
Yeah.
My old Suburban is actually got its star. All right.
Yeah, that's right. It's the first one, so it's leading the charge. You know, there were people saying the Corvette should have it or the Porsche 911, but like you say, there were a lot of funky car movies, everything from, well, not exactly
Herbie
a car
and,
movie, but
you know,
Herbie
the car and all the Volkswagen, all these
exactly.
movies. You know, the first
exactly.
one I thought of, but it wouldn't have come up because I thought of the old Woody station wagon that showed up mm-hmm. in so many westerns back, you know, in those intermediate westerns that were made like for being out west in the 30s and 40s, and you'd see this, the Woody, they called it, with the, all the time in all of those western type shows.
Absolutely. That was a good yes as well. But we'll see where it goes from here. Maybe they'll start adding some additional vehicles. But
yeah.
That's the big story of the moment. You want to dive into a couple of questions here, and we'll see if
we got time to get at least one done probably before the break.
Yeah, sure. We've got Gilberto in El Paso, Texas. He has a motorcycle, a Honda Goldwing, and it's water-cooled. Should I use synthetic oil? The bike is water-cooled and doesn't run as hot as the air-cooled Harley.
Well, he's right on track with one of the reasons why you definitely use synthetic oil in the Harleys, because they run so hot than the air-cooled bikes. But the benefit of the synthetic doesn't stop there. These Goldwings, it's almost like taking the smallest automotive engine in Honda and moving it over to the Goldwing, because, you know, it's like 1,800 cc's, you know what I mean? 1,900
wow.
in some cases, right about the same size as the smallest Honda motor that's in a car, and it's water cooled and everything. Well, the benefit is it really, really runs well on synthetic engine oil. And I hear the music starting, so we'll just finish this up when we come back, because I don't want to cut it short. I want to give him a good answer.
Yeah, that's right. More coming up straight ahead on AutoWorld. And don't forget, give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of social distancing, President Donald Trump had a special message for the nation.
At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before, the invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and responders, first responders, are fighting to save lives. Our workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies. Our best scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they're doing really well in doing so. Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important.
As the nation continues social distancing, many churches are holding their Easter services online. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Watson is with us, as usual, at this very same time, each and every week, and we're talking about a question that came in from Texas, El Paso. Gilberto is asking Dan about his Honda Goldwing motorcycle. It's a water-cooled bike, and he wants to know if he should use synthetic oil, and once again, it's water-cooled and doesn't run quite as hot as an air-cooled Harley. What do you think is the best scenario?
Well, Bob, like I was saying before the break, in this Goldwing, sometimes you may be calling for a 10W30 engine oil, whereas over in the Harley, you'd be using a 20W50. So they're looking for a high temperature in the Harley and using a thicker oil, and it's a little looser in its clearances. Now, this Goldwing is going to have tight clearances just like a small car. The engine's going to run and be capable of going thousands of miles. I mean, you probably put 250,000 miles on the engine on the Honda Goldwing. The only problem is if the rider would probably be done for before that, you know, at 200,000 miles on a motorcycle, he'd probably be worn out, completely be, you know, having to get medical care. But anyway, the synthetic engine oil, all the benefits we talk about of better wear protection, better temperature control, better viscosity control, all these things. So in the Honda Goldwings, we typically see the motorcycle oil in those being run 2 to 3 times the normal drain intervals, so it would cut down on your maintenance costs, cut down on the time you have to be messing with changing oil, and give you better protection all at the same time. And there are additional rust inhibitors in the premium motorcycle oil, just in case you don't get that Honda Goldwing out as often as you'd like. You might be living somewhere in the colder climate, and you leave her in the garage for, you know, at least 4 months out of the year until you have nicer riding weather. It's nice to make sure that it's well preserved with good rust inhibitors with the oil that was in the engine rather than the standard oils, which don't handle corrosion quite that well. So that's about all we can say about the Goldwing, but nice bike. They're so big. Big, big bike.
Yeah, definitely. We got a question from Bill in Portland, Oregon. And he writes, I understand setting mileage limits on oil, but why is there a one-year limit on AMSOIL to change regardless of the miles on the oil? Interesting question.
Well, and it's one that I know if we've got some steady listeners, they may have heard me address sometime in the past, but it's the reason we do this week to week is because there'll be new people that haven't heard the explanation, and that's why we get these questions. We go over them. Sometimes you veterans of the show may have heard these, but please just take a refresher. Okay. When we look at why we change engine oil, it's not just because of a certain date or certain miles, but they're looking at the expectation of what the condition of the oil will be, and therefore they set conservative limits to make sure that we do not run around in the car or truck or motorcycle with oil that's overextended, because that can be dangerous for the engine. If that oil gets any acidic quality to it at all, it could begin to mess up the bearing surfaces, and that's really bad news. So anyway, when you're looking at mileage, that's pretty straightforward. You drive 20,000 miles or 25,000, whichever one of the AMSOIL oils you're using, and you go, wow, I got out this many miles, it's time to change the oil. But when you get out to 1 year and you look and you've driven 12,000 miles and the oil says right on its label that it could go up to 25,000 miles or 1 year, the question always comes up, well, why can't I just keep going? Why is the 1 year a problem? And in a very quick way to explain it, just consider it cycles. How many cycles have been put on that oil? And what does that mean? Well, a cycle would be that I'm at whatever room temperature or temperature is that the engine is sitting steady state with its environment, whatever that is. It could be cold, it could be hot, whatever, but it's sitting there at that temperature. And I start it up. So now I'm going to have a period of time that the engine is going to increase temperature until it reaches full temperature. I'm going to drive it somewhere, do some things, and I'm going to come back, and it's going to cool back down to room temperature. That's a cycle. Every time it goes through this temperature transient from ambient temperature to operating temperature and back to ambient temperature, those are called, that's a cycle. Why is a cycle important? Well, what happens is when your engine cools down, it will invariably suck air into the engine, because as it cools down, the air inside the engine gets cooler and it's vented to the atmosphere, so it pulls fresh air into the engine. Now, that air that comes in has oxygen and moisture in the air. The moisture, if it's in a climate like Florida or Louisiana or the coast of Texas, anywhere around the Gulf, and maybe even on the Atlantic coast in different places, that humidity that comes in, if you reach the dew point overnight, it will actually form droplets inside the engine and drip its way down into the oil pan. When you start the car up, if you get it up to temperature above 140 degrees for, say, 20 minutes, you will tend to purge all that moisture out of the oil. It will be vaporized and disappear. That's why we say it's better to not have short trips where you never allow your car to reach its full temperature. I even advise some people, if you do a lot of weekly short trips on the weekend, take a nice little comfortable Sunday ride and go out for 30 or 45 minutes on the highway out to someplace, have lunch, and then drive back home, just so you get get that car up to full temperature, give it a chance to clean that oil out so we get rid of the moisture. So why is moisture and this stuff important? Because moisture acts as a catalyst in the oil, and it actually makes some strange things, some acids, due to the byproducts of combustion. Well, the oil is additized. In other words, we put additives in the oil to counter acidification. Now, how much you put in is what we're talking about here, and the manufacturer of the oil that puts the additive package in knows that under the most extreme conditions of these number of cycles and moisture and burning off moisture and so forth, that you keep eating up the additive package. And in general, that's what this is based on. The manufacturer knows that they're going to put enough additives in to do the job, but if you do a lot of driving where you have startups and shutdowns and you don't go as far, you're still going to do the number of cycles, and the cycles have the worst effect on eating up the additive package, not the long-term driving down the highway. So a person that is a short trip person might drive 10 miles to work and 10 miles home. That's 20 miles a day, 5 days a week. That's 100 miles a week, 5,000 miles in a year. Another person might have a schedule where they drive 50 miles to work and 50 miles home. That's 100 miles a day. That's 500 miles a week minimum. That's 50 times 500. It's going to be about 25,000 miles in a year. So both did the same cycles. One does 5,000 miles, and the other one does 25,000 miles. So both have the same cycles. So the cycles are what we're looking at when it comes to a timeline. So they set that time, and every oil company has it. Most of the petroleum oils are always 3,000 miles or 3 months or 4 months, but nobody paid much attention to those because they were such short cycles. But most of the time, a petroleum oil shouldn't go past 6 months. I mean, in 6 months, you probably are depleting that additive package a fair amount. So I'm sorry to take so long on that, Bob, but it's the kind of thing that unless you flesh it out, people just, they still think you're blowing smoke, you know?
Absolutely. Great job. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Dan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Beautify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Back, everybody. Thanks for joining me here today on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, who joins us each and every week at this very same time. Just a quick reminder that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters through DriveShare's car share platform. Renters can find out the cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income if you have a classic or a really special vehicle, or rent and use the special code AutoWorld to save $50 off your next rental. That's AutoWorld, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. And we're back with Dan, and we're looking at some of the questions that have filtered in. And I think that makes sense to reiterate what Bill in Portland was talking about, because I can understand you getting multiple emails on that year limit, but that's some good information for us to know. Ted in California writes us, and he says, what's the story on oils labeled high mileage? Are they really different? Are they worth the extra money?
Well, this is an interesting topic because there's two ways you can talk about high mileage oil. One is, why didn't you sell me a better oil for mile one? Why did you wait until I got 70,000 miles before you think I need better oil? Because all they do in high mileage oil is they actually beef up the additive package to a reasonable additive package. A lot of these oils that are sold that just meet the petroleum oils that meet the SN spec or SN plus, they are lightly additized because they're not recommending them for any amount of miles hardly. And so what happens is you don't have a robust additive package at all. Well, they come on with high mileage oil and they actually beef up the additives that are in the oil to make it a stronger functioning oil, better cleaning, a little bit better treatment of the gaskets and seals. So is high mileage oil worth it? Well, it is worth it because it actually gives you a quart of petroleum oil with maybe the additives it should have had in it from day one. It's just sort of like, to me, it's an admission by the company that I didn't make the best oil I could for you for regular miles. But I did come out with one to tell you when the engine's getting more miles on it, you should probably use this one because it's got a better additive package. That's almost like putting yourself on report for not doing the job to begin with. But yes, if you're deciding between a high mileage petroleum and a regular mileage petroleum, the high mileage has more additives in it. It's a better package deal. It's better than the other one. Now, when you move over to some of the quality synthetics like AMSOIL or Mobil or even some of the others, what you find is that the additive package is robust, that it would surpass what they call high mileage additive package concentration in the synthetic oil. But you have to be careful because AMSOIL and Mobil makes what they call an annual change oil, and AMSOIL makes very high premium oils with robust additive package designed to go for longer drain intervals. But most of the other synthetic oil companies will basically put virtually the same additive package in their synthetic that they put in their petroleum. It's not higher because they're not recommending any longer drain interval. They're recommending you drain it at the same interval you would petroleum, so they're not going to waste any money putting extra additives in it. But because the AMSOIL oils are designed for longer drain intervals, they come with a robust additive package. Otherwise, you couldn't make that recommendation. And Mobil does the same thing with their annual change oil. They say specifically a 37% increase in additive concentration. Well, that means they're getting pretty close to an AMSOIL synthetic when you start doing that. So that's what we've been saying for 45 years at AMSOIL, is that you have to balance the synthetic base stock with a premium additive package in order to get the highest performance. So high mileage oils are worth more than regular because they come with a more robust additive package. Best thing to do is upgrade yourself to a good synthetic and forget about whether you got high mileage petroleum or not. Just move on up to the good stuff. See if we can get another one in, Bob.
Yeah, we've got lots of listeners in Idaho, including Gene, who sort of drops us a note here. I have a manual transmission that calls for GL4 gear lube. I can't find a GL4. Can I use GL5? That is easy to find.
No, the answer would be you shouldn't use GL5. These are ratings that have to do with the amount of sulfur-based anti-wear extreme pressure additives that are in that gear lube. Now, a GL4 is limited in the amount of that, so it is compatible with what we call yellow metals, which are brass-based metals, okay? The transmission says that you got to use GL4. It probably has brass synchronizers in the transmission. If you use a GL5 gear lube, there's a chance, now this is going to immediately happen, it may not happen, but there is a chance that you could get too much sulfur come out of that GL5 concentration and it will be attracted to that yellow metal and dissolve it. Okay, so you do not want to use a GL5 gear lube in a transmission that specifically calls for GL4 base. Now, it is hard to find. I'll grant you that. I think there's a few more places popping up with it because they realize they never should have got rid of it. A number of places tell you can use their gear lube in all applications, GL 2 through 5. that's not true. You could use EL2 through 4 in all applications, but the EL5 has a very robust extreme pressure additive package in it, and you don't want to use it where GL4 is specified. Now, I know you can get GL4 directly through AMSO. We have a couple different GL4 gear lubes just for this particular cause. So if you're trying to find it, contact me at thelubepage.com. We can set you up with where to get it without any problem, but do not use GL5 gear lube where it specifies GL4. Could be a problem.
Great. Let's see if we can squeeze in Matt in Michigan. He has two high-performance Arctic Cat snowmobiles. What's the best AMSOIL two-cycle, and why is synthetic two-cycle better than petroleum?
That's a big question that we just can't finish it in this time. Let's defer that for Matt until next week and put it right at the top, and we'll do it next week because that has a lot of meat to it, and I don't want to just skim through it. Okay, maybe we can look at the next one and knock it out, and we'll defer that one, Matt, till next week. You be listening because it's a good question, but it takes about 10 minutes to answer it. So,
very good. All right, let's see if we can get the next one here. Just when my computer decides to do an update. Okay. Why is it that it always wants to do something?
Hey, it's a computer. It has a mind of its own.
Susan in New York. My new Honda requires zero W16 engine oil. Oil so thin, it's scary. The only place I can find a zero W16 oil is at a Honda dealer. Is it available from an auto parts store?
Should be starting to show up in auto parts stores. And here's a couple of things. Zero W16, it is thin, and you should only buy synthetic. Don't even look for anything that resembles petroleum in zero W16. You must buy synthetic, and you should buy a high-quality one. Some of the 0W16s out there that are in synthetic, let's just say that we're running into this problem in the North American market of some very cheap, not very high-quality synthetic. So I advise you to buy it through either Mobil or AMSOIL, okay? And, hey, listen, we've been selling quite a bit of it. If you can't find it in a synthetic that you can trust, the 0W16, then for the meantime, use a 0W20. You won't hurt anything, but don't use a 0W16 that you haven't done some research on and that's a high-quality synthetic engine oil. Just be careful.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure and give out your telephone number once again and emphasize that you're offering this great preferred customer discount. All they have to do is get a hold of you via email or via telephone. So give us that information, Dan.
Telephone number 800-370-2986. Website, thelubepage.com. Email, danwatson@thelubepage.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, my friend. Great job as usual. Thanks for your time today. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. When you get a chance, check out my website.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.